Aitken leads Anaheim mayor's race as vote tallies roll in. Anaheim businesswoman Ashley Aitken maintained a 5-point lead in the race for mayor as Gloria Mai, Natalie Rubalcava, and Natalie Meeks held strong leads in their efforts to fill 3 city council seats, as of 5 p.m. November 10. Aitken leads opponents with 41.28% of the vote, followed by Trevor O'Neill, the city's current acting mayor, with 35.83%. Lori Galloway with 17.1%. And Dick Lopez, who has only captured about 5.78% of the vote. If she wins, this would be Aitken's first successful campaign. 2 years ago, she ran for Orange County Supervisor and lost against Don Wagner, receiving only about 48% of the vote. Aitken also ran unsuccessfully against former Anaheim Mayor Harry Sidhu in 2018, losing by only 478 votes in the close election. Sidhu resigned as mayor in May following allegations of corruption by the FBI. He has not been charged or indicted. As a former federal prosecutor and private practice attorney, Aitken said on her campaign website she represents consumers against big corporations. She told the Epoch Times in a previous interview she wants to make Anaheim an economic powerhouse of the region by supporting the resort district. She also wants to focus on growing new industries and addressing homelessness. O'Neill assumed the role of mayor pro tem after Sidhu resigned and has served as leader of council business since then. O'Neill previously told the Epoch Times his goal as mayor would be to restore trust, grow the city's economy, strengthen public safety, and improve quality of life. Further behind in the initial vote count, Lopez previously told the Epoch Times he decided to run for mayor after first reading the FBI's allegations of corruption in Anaheim. Lopez, a water treatment plant operator in the city, said he wanted to limit campaign donors to residents and businesses based in the city. He also wanted to address homelessness and water quality. Homeless advocate and former Anaheim councilwoman Galloway founded the Eli Home, a faith-based organization that shelters abused homeless children and mothers. City Council. 3 council seats will be decided in this year's election. Incumbent Mai had an early lead on business development manager Carlos Leon, in District 2 in the southwestern part of Anaheim. Mai, who was appointed to the City Council in September 2021 following the resignation of former Representative Jordan Brandman, has 52.49% of the vote in early reporting. In District 3, Orange County Business Council Chief Operating Officer Rubalcava leads with 60.02% over Anaheim Union High School District Trustee Al Jabbar. The district covers the northwestern region and downtown. The winner will replace termed-out Councilman Jose Moreno. Running to replace Councilman O'Neill in District 6, the Anaheim Hills District, retired City Public Works Director Meeks was overwhelmingly ahead with nearly 71.77% of the vote against consumer advocate attorney Hari Lal. Measure J. Anaheim voters will also decide whether to pass the city's Measure J, which would require online travel companies to be taxed as much as hotels whenever a room is booked. The measure was passing with 58.74% voting in favor of it in early totals. If passed, the measure was estimated to generate an extra $3 million for the city annually. The city received $167 million in hotel tax revenue last year, according to city spokesman Mike Lister.